Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Jill Hubbard, Milan Jurkovic, Dr. Sherry Keffer, Chris Williams, and Dr. Alice Benton. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Well, hi, everybody, and welcome to New Life Live. It is Steve Arterburn here, and joining me, two fabulous colleagues who know their stuff, two women who really have been there, done that, and come out on the other side with tremendous insight and I believe the wisdom that you're looking for when you listen to New Life. Dr. Sherry Keffer. Hey, Sherry, you doing okay?
I'm doing great.
Dr. Alice Benton, these two folks here, if you want to talk to them, well, you have to call me. So it's 1-800-229-3000. If you listened to the program yesterday, you know that our ministry is in quite a financial bind. And today we're going to do something different. We'll be in the studio for 3 hours. In the first hour, we're going to talk to folks who have supported this program or who have been helped by this program. And then in an hour, if you want some help with a personal problem, then you call us. We will be in the studio 2 hours for those programs. But that'll just be regular stuff. But right now, we need some folks to let people know if you've been helped by New Life, or if you have supported New Life, or if you're going to support New Life. We came on the air yesterday telling you just how difficult it is for us right now. And it is. It's extremely troublesome and difficult. And I'm just hoping and praying that something could be done by someone who's never given, or someone who's given and is willing to give more. We've told the story of the man who heard our problem that began in May, and it's continued right through June. He was a giver of $5 since 2005, and he's increased it right up there to $10, doubled it. So I'm asking you, and this is one of the things that's so difficult about New Life. We're in 1 hour program. It costs more to put our program on than a 30-minute program. The other thing is that if you support a ministry, a teaching ministry that are so helpful, you know, like I mentioned, Chuck Swindoll, there's no stigma to saying you're a supporter of Chuck and all. But sometimes people think there's a stigma if I support New Life, because that might mean I have to tell somebody I had a problem or I have one. Well, wouldn't that be great if you told somebody, yeah, I support them because they help me, and you could get help too. But I just know people that have given. I'm thinking of a couple right now, major supporters. But they said, look, we just want to put this all behind us. And so we're going to support another ministry so that we don't have to be reminded of what we went through. Wow. I mean, those are brilliant people too. So I know if they had that, other people do. So if you don't feel that way because you've fully recovered as a result of something that we've done, would you help us if you never have? It's difficult for me to see people working so hard and know folks that have the ability to help us and they've been helped. Maybe their job, their family, their marriage was saved, but they support another ministry alongside their church rather than the one that turned it all around. It's difficult for me to comprehend that and to explain it to the folks that are working so hard around here. But if you could help us, would you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE? You know, a gift of $100 helps us reach 3,322 people with truth. And if you want to share a story that you have about giving or being helped by New Life, that phone number is 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. 3,000. We'll take a break and come right back with Dr. Sherry Keffer, Dr. Alice Benton, Steve Arterburn here with your phone calls at 1-800-229-3000.
I am just so thankful for this weekend. It's been amazing to see how Satan messes up marriages in so many ways.
My name is Shelley Martinkus, and I want to personally invite you to the Restore Workshop. If you have been affected by betrayal, it might be that your husband has been looking at pornography. It might be an emotional, a physical affair. I would love for you to come join us.
Through Shelley's example, I have seen such transparency. It's just been amazing. I've just been able to let out all the yucky details.
You will leave with hope, with a community of sisters ready to support you, and you will also leave with tools to move you forward on this journey. Please don't hesitate. Pick up the phone, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. I would love to see you there.
The Restore Workshop is coming to Orange County July 14th through the 16th. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE to find out more. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here, and we do appreciate every prayer that is given for this ministry. Without prayer, we're not here. Also, we are so grateful for those that have responded. And, you know, I get these emails, people saying, I went to Every Man's Battle, and it changed everything, and that's why I support you. I just wonder if the other guys do, and I hope if you don't, you will. And I hope that you do it with a cheerful heart, because that's what God loves. He loves a cheerful giver. I'm going to go to a call real quick here, and I'm going to we got a call here from Alan from Louisville, Kentucky, and Alan listens on WFIA. Hey, Alan, how you doing?
Fine, Steve. Thanks for. Boy, I get emotional in the call.
Oh, well, Alan, thanks for calling us.
You guys have changed my family's life because you changed me. And we've been Club New Life people for I don't know how long, at least since 2004.
Wow.
I've been listening to the show for a couple of years, and I grew up in a home. Yeah, I had to lose it for life, and I started walking through that book, and I realized that the it wasn't the weight, that the it I needed to lose had to do with all the baggage I was carrying around from an abusive dad. And so I came out. Part of it was I recognized I was doing to my kids what he had done to me. Mm-hmm. And I said, this has got to stop. So I got on a plane and I came out to San Jose. See, healing is a choice. And you were doing it in connection with Lose It for Life. All the people there thought I probably should have gone to the weight loss side, but I needed to go to the other side first. And we were doing group sessions and all of that stuff. That gave a real jump start. You guys had a program going on at the time where we had some one-on-one, some group phone counseling around that. That got me, it gave me the idea that it could be different. And so.
It's powerful.
And so now, all these years later, sometimes I'm still peeling back, you know. I mean, I'll realize now it's time to peel back the next layer of the onion. But it's, you know, we broke the chain in my family. My kids are a lot healthier than I am because they had a healthier dad than what I had. And then the thing that I picked up the book to do all those years ago, 10 years after that, now I had lost enough of the it that I could sit down and lose 140 pounds.
Wow, you know, Alan. Know,
but
that's so great.
So it's emotional because it has, if the if your team doesn't think it matters, if the listeners don't think it matters, it does. And so we have continued as Club New Life members all these years because I cannot repay the difference that it has made and the way that it has changed, that we've been able to change the family tree, if nothing else because we got a level of hope, but also because of intensive, because of phone counseling, because of books, because of all that stuff.
I'm now
working through How We Love from the Yurkoviches.
Good. That's pretty powerful. Alan, I want to tell you that I hope that somebody's listening, that they are inspired by what you said in two ways. One, I think it might inspire somebody to come to one of the intensives and experience what you experienced. And then I'm hoping that it will inspire somebody who has been helped like you have to become a member of Club New Life or a one-time gift or 90 days for the summer giving that we're asking for. But, man, thank you for sharing this. And we feel it. Yeah, go ahead.
You may not remember, you'll remember this, I'm certain. That was an event where you advertised we're going to walk on water.
Yes, and that's right.
We walked on water at that event.
We did. We sure did.
And, you know, that is something I've never forgotten because the only way you can walk on water is with a lot of help. Somebody
that's
holding
right.
your hand.
Right.
And that experience, every time I say, okay, I got to take more steps. So I start reaching out for somebody's hand. I go back to my camp here, even just being able to open up within, just to friends and stuff to say, I got to have some help now. That was as powerful as anything else that whole weekend.
Oh, man. That is so great to hear.
You know,
God,
Alan,
bless you.
I am moved for this reason is one of the pictures that came up in my mind when you were talking, and especially when you said I needed to reach out to get a hand to help me. So many of us, myself included, have grown up in homes where we haven't experienced healthy, nurturing parenting. And so New Life reparented you. We held out our hand and we said, hey, this is how you do it. This is how you can heal. And that is what helped you in that reparenting process, coming to the workshops, reading the resources, helped you figure out what you didn't know so that you could parent your family, your kids, and be a better dad. And I love how you just stepped in and all you had to do was take our hand and walk all the way to walking on water.
That's right. Well, it really did happen, and thanks for reminding of that great time, and we do different things at the end now. Alan, bless you. God bless you, and just know that you've encouraged me today a great deal, and I'm sure other folks. And so if you want other people, if you want to be part of other people experiencing what he did, you can give a scholarship, and if you give $2,000, 10 couples are going to go through that marriage intensive that will change everything. If you give $10,000, 10 people are going to go to a workshop and get the kind of help they need, whether it is from Restore that's coming up or Every Man's Battle, Take Your Life Back, or the marriage intensive, whatever it is, or our new Living Light, which is all about weight loss from a different perspective. So when you support us, you're supporting the kinds of things that you heard one man, Alan, say. And, boy, I'm so glad you called. Alan, thank you. God bless you. I hope this is going to be a great day for you and a great week. Let's go to Kelly from Atlanta, Georgia. Hi, Kelly.
Hello. Thank you, guys. I am so grateful that we can speak into your lives and the way that God's using you, because God has used you so mightily in so many lives. But I am so grateful for the way that God has ministered in my heart and my recovery. And I am a professionally trained sign language interpreter and teacher for the deaf, and I'm interpreting now in a recovery program. So through the process of my own recovery, God is now using me with these deaf people. And as a teacher for the deaf, I know that reading and, of course, hearing which can be impossible, is very limited and challenging. So even to read books or a transcript, they really need it in their language, sign language.
Mm-hmm.
And it has been the most gratifying thing that you all have fed into my life. I'm stronger, have stronger boundaries. I'm very much more discerning. These deaf people are divorcing left and right. They're having all these challenging relational issues. And in my mind, they need access to the materials that you have. And so I am so grateful. One, I'm a better interpreter because I've experienced what I'm interpreting.
Yeah.
And two, it's given me such a heart for their need. They're not able to just pick up a boundaries book, but they want to know about boundaries. They want to know these things.
Yeah.
And so the Lord has just moved into my life, and I'm just bubbling over for them to have what God has done through so many. So thank you so much. You're building up the leaders, and then we are going forward to minister to others. So I just thank God for how all of that's coming around.
Well, you know, Kelly, you are such a great example of what Paul tries to clarify in the second chapter of Ephesians, where he simply says that your good works are not going to save you, but you have been saved by Christ so that you can do, it says it just like this, so that you can do the good works that he has planned for you all along. And here you are. You're doing good works because you have been saved, and you're doing them better because you have walked a road of recovery and experienced restoration. And that is what it means to live a new life versus an old life. And I thank you for sharing that with us. It means so much to us. Now, if you as a listener have never given, then you're not part of Kelly's restoration and her reaching out to other people to help. But I sure hope you will be. Do you know that if you give a gift of $5,000, you help us reach over 166,000 people? That's what that does. That's pretty significant. And how many times have we heard about somebody who was an atheist, agnostic, non-believer, belligerent, angry fool, gets in his car, turns on radio, discovers us, listens to wisdom from God's Word, listens to people who've been trained, and it changes everything. He would never go to a church. He would never talk about Jesus, but whoop, there he is in the privacy of his car, and he hears truth, and it changes everything. I know so many people, so many people who have absolutely changed everything because they were just going through their dial on the radio and stumbled on to us. Because it is different. We're not a teaching program, or a preaching program, I should say, but a teaching program. And we pay for a whole hour, and it costs us hundreds of thousands of dollars. It costs us millions of dollars every year. And we need your help, or we can't do this anymore. And I wouldn't be coming on yesterday. We're going to do this one more time tomorrow, and then we'll get back to what we normally do. But please call us right now, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 10, 20, 20,000, whatever you can do. We had a couple give us $25,000 and said, please find four other people that could give $25,000. Let's match this at the level that we can give. And then maybe somebody else can give $25 and someone else $50. But those of us that can do this, find the people that can help us match this $25,000 gift. I'm so grateful to those folks. And maybe you're one of those. You've been blessed that way. Think about how you want to invest your giving dollars. Here, it's not about people feeling better. It's not about people getting a little bit of inspiration. It's about transformation. We don't want you living like you did. And I want to tell you something. When you go through the process that we put you through, you go from emptiness to fulfillment, meaninglessness to purposelessness. I mean, purposefulness. In fact, you know, you could say the lessness monster is eating a lot of people up. Purposelessness, meaninglessness, and powerlessness. But I believe in the supernatural power of the Holy Spirit to indwell in a person, to just kind of say, okay, let's do this in a way that you've never felt before. And if that's what you're feeling, respond to the Holy Spirit. And when you do, things happen. Things happen. I can't explain it, but the blessings come when you bless other people.
Well, Steve, you and Kelly and Alan are pointing out the multiplication of the graces, that God never stops grace just at that one next person, but it flows to the and redeems the next generation. It redeems other people that we might not have even been connected with before. When we know that when we receive the consolation, it's not to just stay with us, it's to console others. And New Life is that vehicle that keeps this going, and then our listeners spread it out even further. We're part of this process together.
Mm. Yeah, that's right. Well, I got an email yesterday from a guy that I email, and he said, man, it's really sad. You got to spend a whole hour doing this. And then he said, but you got to do what you got to do. You got to stay on the air. If you can help us, call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll be back right after this.
We both brought childhood wounds into our marriage of 50 years plus.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Washington, D.C., July 21st to the 23rd.
We had a low level of conflict resolution. We knew what it was, but we didn't always practice it.
Join Steve Arterburn.
I'm going to be talking about 7 different secrets from the Mediterranean. You do these, and they lead you to a life of passion and meaning and romance and deep, intimate connection.
And Mylon and Kay Yurkovich.
We're going to be talking about the emotional, sexual, and relational journey that all couples go on over the course of a lifetime together.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com.
I leave here with new growth tools. I also leave here with new hope that our marriage will get better and better.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
My relationships with my husband, with my friends, with my family are much richer and deeper and honest. Particularly my relationship with God, I see Him in a more accurate form and begin to trust Him more. There's joy and there's peace because I have the internal tools that I can trust. So it's radically changed my life. I'm just not even the same person.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
Take the leap, jump in, and go for it. It's changed my life completely.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Okay, we're back. We are back. Thank you all for bearing with us here as we are trying to help keep ourselves on the air. And if you want to share a story with us, it's 1-800-229-3000. And then in 30 minutes, a little more than 30 minutes, we'll go to our regular program. We'll do a couple of programs that are regular. Now, one day of broadcasting is $8,835. That's just for the time. That's not the people, producers, and all of that. I have a full-time person just to do makeup because it's so – no, actually, I don't have anybody to do makeup. But people say he should. He really should because we're on the NRB television network. And if you're watching us on NRB TV, could you help us? Please, please. I know it's easy to support a teaching ministry there. We need your help if you're watching there. The other place that people watch, and these two folks right here, both Sherry and Alice, do such a great job. They do it on tv.newlife.com. I've done a series here on how to have the best summer ever because I have actually had the best summer ever, and I'm having the best summer ever this year. Oh, my goodness. This Father's Day birthday thing I had last Sunday was absolutely amazing, and I thank all that wished me a happy birthday and those that didn't. What's wrong with you? Anyway, but I want to play you a little clip from TV.NewLife.com about the summer. And this comes out of the Mediterranean Love Plan, which is for couples, but I adapted it for the whole family here. Listen to this. Haven't you had enough fast food with the kids? Well, this summer, set aside some time for meals, not just eating and savoring food. Teach them to cook and to bake. Two totally different things. A lot of people don't realize that. But cook some meals with them. Show them the most simple meal that they can create and help them to learn to be independent and self-sufficient when it comes to preparing food. Do it this summer. Now, also, this is a great time to explore other foods that you've never had before. The other night, this kind of doesn't make my point, but I said to the family, all right, let's all go experiment with one of my favorite foods, Indian food. I love the country of India. I love the spices. Let's go to an Indian restaurant for the first time. And it was unanimous. No, we're not doing that tonight. Well, I'm going to tell you this. Before this summer's over, they're going to have some Indian food because it is so delicious, and I'm going to prove it to them. Well, anyway, you make food a fun thing, and I did a whole taste test. I got these muffin tins, put these different spices in them. I talk about that. But anyway, go from fast food to food that helps each of you engage and do some things and make up stories. You know, we love to start a story and go around the room and, oh, we have the best time. That's our way of saying thank you, is I'll send you the Mediterranean Love Plan. But this comes right off of TV.NewLife.com, and you can listen to these things free, and then you can decide if you want to sign up for it. People have been transformed by TV.NewLife.com, 1,300 programs, and Alice and Sherry do some of the best that have ever been done.
We don't, Steve, we don't think about how many memories we have of those moments where our parents taught us how to bake or cook. I still remember when my mom taught me how to make Salisbury steak, or my grandma taught me how to bake. You hold on to those. And even now as an adult, when I make those, I remember that Father's Day, I taught somebody there how to make Yorkshire pudding. I did a prime rib. And so they said, can you show me how to do this? And they came in the kitchen. And to do it together with somebody and teach your kids is really setting a tradition, because they'll remember you going forward. They'll remember you when they have those meals ahead.
Amen. All right, so that's on TV.NewLife.com. Also, the book is our way of saying thank you. It's entitled The Mediterranean Love Plan. Sounds kind of cheesy a little bit, but I've never seen anybody love a book as much as this one. My wife and I wrote it. It's seven different cultural secrets or principles from the Mediterranean. And by the way, if you want to go to Greece with us, we've got a few spots that have opened up because we asked them. We've sold out. Could you give us some more spots? We've got a few left. You call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE about that. Now, let's go over here and talk with Tina from Seattle, Washington, KGNW. Hi, Tina. Thanks for calling us.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning to you. How could we help? Or what do you want to tell us?
Thank you. I'm calling in this morning because I wanted to give you guys all just a great big attaboy and a great big hug up here from Seattle for all that you do and how much we have loved your ministry over the past 10 years plus.
Thank you so much. What can you think of anything that has helped or, I don't know, just
I would say a few things. I mean, first of all, I listen to the program most days when I walk my dog every day around the neighborhood, and so I get one good hour of solid ministry and counseling and kind of big picture thinking. I think of your guys' program like preventative maintenance for emotional wellness.
Oh,
nice.
Wow. Yes. That is so good. I love that. Well,
I want to ask one thing. Did you realize when you were listening every day walking your dog that it was $8,835 worth of love in your direction? Did you know that?
Well, I didn't know what that massive free gift I was receiving, and I didn't have to pay the $8,000 plus to get it.
Hey, you know what? I love this call because this is the experience that most people have with New Life. It's just that we're on the air. And sometimes it's the only counseling they get or the only teaching they get in these areas. Thank you for that call. We'll be back after this.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
You know, one of the great things about tv.newlife.com is some people will never read a little chapter of a book, but you can put a video in front of them and say, "Hey, honey, watch this with me." And they'll sit down and they'll watch that five-minute clip, and that five-minute clip may change their lives forever and, of course, may change yours. Here's what one of our viewers on New Life Television said.
We looked at the budget. We decided, you know, I'm not getting those benefits from Netflix, so we canceled Netflix and subscribed to the good stuff.
If you have a problem, we have a program to match that problem, and it's going to provide you hope, help, and healing. You know, I don't know what you're waiting for. You will never find a better value than all of the transforming content that you'll find at tv.newlife.com. Your life will never be the same. We really are proud to be part of tv.newlife.com.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
All right, we're back. Really, really happy about Tina's call because it is the experience that most people have New Life.
And I have to say this, you know, as Tina was sharing there at the end, it made me think of my dad. I grew up in a home with four kids, and inevitably, we would turn every light on in the house.
Right.
And so my dad would walk down the hall and, like, turn the lights off. Like, who keeps turning the lights on? Because he was the one that paid the electric bill. And so I think many of us as listeners don't realize that there is a big daddy that has to pay the bill, and it's kind of like Larry. You know, Larry, who manages all the money here, it's a big responsibility. And kind of like me as a kid, I just didn't realize what it meant for my dad to pay that electric bill and why he would come back over and over again and remind us. Because it costs money, right?
Well, and it's a tremendous burden. And everybody knows Larry, but Larry has people working for him, like Diane Gresham. And I tell you, she has carried the weight of the world on her shoulders to get us through tough times. And the reason we're doing this program, and the reason we did it yesterday, and we're going to do it tomorrow, is we just hit the wall.
Yeah.
And you don't hear me say that very often. Now, am I optimistic that some folks are going to come through? I am. But please don't think that somebody else is going to do it. If you don't do it, someone else may not do it. So what do? We try to do a program that provides wisdom you're not going to hear anywhere else, where it's theology applied to reality. It's not just teaching. It's not just knowledge, but it's applied. What do we try to do? We try to break through the superficiality that can exist in a family or a church or in a person's life. We do that with this teaching program. We do it through the books that we produce. And, of course, Dave and I, we've been very fortunate to produce Bibles. I've been involved with 12 Bible projects. Four publishers have used me as a general editor on four different Bible projects. And when I get those letters from prisoners, of how the Life Recovery Bible or Every Man's Bible has impacted them. I'm telling you, it helps me breathe. It's just beyond description. Now, we can't do that. I wouldn't be in any kind of publishing situation if this radio program weren't here.
Yeah.
You know, we launched Every Man's Battle here. No one would have read that book if it wasn't for New Life. We launched Henry and John's Boundaries on this program. So many things have come out of this. Women of Faith would have never happened if it wasn't for this. Some people, they listen. Some people read a book. Some people go to an intensive. Some of the best, strongest supporters of ours, we just sent them to a counselor who knew what they were doing. And so if you want to be part of transforming a life, could you help us? Every month, we write a check for $185,525. Now, what I said actually isn't true, because some months, Salem Broadcasting carries us, like in the summer. It's just so hard. But I'm telling you, I don't know how long they're going to be willing to do that.
Yeah, in essence, what we're asking is, will you help us keep the lights on?
That's right. And you know what? I was in Orlando speaking at the women's conference there, Pastors, Wives, and Women in Ministry. And I met these amazing people at the WTLN station. And they told me that there is one program, I shouldn't probably be saying this, but there's one program that they're playing, they're blasting it through the station every day. It's ours, because people learn from it. Now, isn't that amazing? I just, of all the things, we're the one. And I've heard that from other stations too. Because, see, when you hear something on our program, you can take that back home, because we're talking about real life here, not just the way it ought to be, but the way that it is. I got an email, and it said this: "You have helped me. I was Tina back in November of 2015 when I called you, and I said I was from Ohio. Well, my ex filed for divorce after 32 years of marriage. I found porn hidden in various areas of our house and some in outside buildings. You said if he wants to go, let him go. That was hard for me." You see, because he wanted nothing to do with getting help. Today, over a year and a half later, I'm at peace, not under stress, not worried about his emotional and verbal abuse, but living a great life without all of that. I'm going to give you a gift, but don't send me anything. Now, just use my entire gift. It's not much, but I'm going to send a gift every month.
Thank you. God bless you all.
And I will try to call you tomorrow to talk. That was from Debbie, and I absolutely love that phone call. Thank you. I mean, that email. Thank you, Debbie, for that. And let me just go here to Brad from Philadelphia. Hey, Brad, how you doing?
Hey, guys, I'm doing great. I just want you to know the life span of influence that you've had on my life and the work that we're doing here in Philadelphia. I've been listening for, I guess, over 20 years. I'm a sales guy, and every day at lunch, I would be listening to your show on the radio. Even if I wasn't on an appointment, I'd go out in the parking lot and listen to your
show. Brad, that is so cool.
No, so great. And what I learned from that, I was equipped to set up an intervention when my son, who was 18 at the time, had to go in for drug rehab, and we set it up, and he went into the Karen Foundation here in Philadelphia.
Oh, I've been there. What an amazing place.
Yeah. Great, great place.
How's he doing?
Turned
his around.
13 years clean and sober.
Oh, I'd love to hear that.
Wow. Bless you, Brad.
All right, so when we go, my wife and I went to the counseling, I discovered, like, you know what? I've got some addictive tendencies in my own life with regard to sex. So I discovered I need to get this dealt with. I bought Every Man's Battle. It changed my life. I started an Every Man's Battle group here in Philly. We have over 10 guys coming, not just from our church, but from all over.
Awesome.
And there's been like 20 guys over the years. And so you guys are the genuine good guys, you know, a balance of psychology and psychiatry and scriptural truth. It's the best thing ever, and everyone should contribute whatever they can to this ministry. It's changed my life. My wife is now leading a women's group with women who are married to guys that struggle.
That's so fabulous.
Praise God.
Young Life, I mean, we're New Life supporters. I subscribe to New Life Television. I actually take my laptop to our group, and I play the counseling with Sherry and Chris Williams. They're so great.
No, they are.
For these
Thanks,
guys.
Brad.
So, I mean, it's going forward, and the impact is huge. It's changing guys' lives left and right here, and I just want to thank you, and we're with you 100%.
Brad, you have no idea what that, all of that, means to me and all of us here. It makes it so worth it. See, you landed this whole life influenced by us, and oh my goodness, you're the dream that we think about when we think about somebody being blessed by the ministry. Now, I'm hoping that somebody will support us so that we can find more Brads out there.
Well, I mean, we've bought over 20 books. Some of the guys subscribe to New Life TV. I'm always pitching New Life here. So just know that we're your advocates here in Philadelphia. Mm.
Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you, Brad. And, you know,
and it's just an ever-ready resource. I
really
love
is.
Hearing how Brad yeah. and his wife are using. They're not just listening, but they're right. taking the goods that are there for them and sharing them so that it continues to impact.
And here's another example. Millions of people impacted by Every Man's Battle. If it wasn't for New Life, that book would just be probably out of print. Yesterday, I had to buy a little wire for my cell phone in Denver when I was laying over coming back to Indy. And so I give him my card, and the guy says, "Let me have your autograph." And so I sign it, and he goes, "Oh, could I have my picture with you?" And I said, "Why?" He says, "Because my grandfather gave me the book, Every Young Man's Battle."
Oh, yes.
Now, there's a guy that's influenced by people that give to New Life, and it's because, well, Every Man's Battle is still out there, Every Young Man's Battle. I tell you, I love those stories. You know, another story that I love, like Brad's, is the woman who called and said, "In my town, we had such poor reception. But every day at lunch, I would go over to the grocery store where they had the aluminum can recycling bin."
No.
"And I pull my car up to the aluminum cans, and for some reason, I got the program perfect." So maybe you are out hanging out at garbage bins or whatever to hear us. We're grateful.
You can find us there, too.
Right. But if you could help us, would you? Would you help us? $8,000 a day, $185,000 a month. That means that $5,000 helps us reach 166,000 people. $25, you're reaching 833 people. Would you do it? Would you call us at 1-800-NEWLIFE? Thank you.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person for the first time in my life. I feel like I wasn't whole before, or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife, and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
I am just so thankful for this weekend. It's been amazing to see how Satan messes up marriages in so many ways.
My name is Shelley Martinkus, and I want to personally invite you to the Restore Workshop. If you have been affected by betrayal, it might be that your husband has been looking at pornography. It might be an emotional, a physical affair. I would love for you to come join us.
Through Shelley's example, I have seen such transparency. It's just been amazing. I've just been able to let out all the yucky details.
You will leave with hope, with a community of sisters ready to support you, and you will also leave with tools to move you forward on this journey. Please don't hesitate. Pick up the phone, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. I would love to see you there.
The Restore Workshop is coming to Orange County July 14th through the 16th. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE to find out more. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. And at the break, I was talking to both Sherry and Alice about something that happened in January of 2000. A gentleman named Terry Nichols, along with Timothy McVeigh, do you remember that? Well, they were facing 161 counts of first-degree murder. Now, Timothy McVeigh is no longer here, but Terry Nichols, imagine this, sitting in prison. I have a letter from him. And it started off just with, I was listening to your radio program on Thursday, and a young lady had called your program concerned about her brother. And she was able to be put on the phone, and you guys talked to him. Many of the same things that he feels and went through reminded me of my own son, except my son has some very, very unique problems because he's the son of one of the two men convicted in the Oklahoma City bombing. Now, you talk about impact. Do you think that just puts chills all up and down my spine knowing that that person is hearing God's truth and listening to us to try to help his son not fall into what he has fallen into? When you support us, we're played in so many prisons. The head of one of the major prison systems in the United States said to me, Steve, anytime you want to do a pilot program, our prisons are open to you. Mm-hmm. Why? Because people's lives are changed by this radio program. And when you support us, it makes all the difference in the world. You know, some of you, you have $50 a month that you could give as part of Club New Life. All it would take is 3,700 people joining Club New Life at $50 a month. Now, I know that's a ton of money for a lot of people. But if somebody gave $500 for somebody that could only give $5, but if 3,700 gave $50 a month, it would cover the cost of this radio program. That's how simple it is for us to never have to come back on and do this kind of program again.
So will you be one of the 3,700 is really the question, because it's that permanent fix we're needing. It's that thing that would help us stay afloat and not worry about the lights being on month to month.
Mm, so true. Well, I've got these callers I want to go to. We'll have to work them. Well, here, I'll go to one more caller, and then we'll share some other things here before the program is over. But here's Deborah. Let's talk to Deborah from Ashburn, Virginia. Hi, Deborah. Welcome to New Life. And if the others of you hold on, I'm gonna talk to you in another program here right after this. And you can join us for the next 2 hours at 1-800-229-3000. But Deborah, I don't have a lot of time, but did you want to share something with us?
I sure did. I sure do, Steve. Hi. Thank you for taking my call. And I just want to say that back in 2008, I had already been listening to New Life for a few years, and I was getting, my ex-husband was in an affair, and so I listened to you, and one day you were talking to another caller, and you said to her, he has already divorced you. And that thing rang so loud in my spirit, I called my attorney that second and said, let's roll. Oh, 7 years later, Steve, I am happy as a lark.
That is pretty cool to hear. Happy as a lark.
Yes.
Because he had. I know he had already left you, But you were the one that had to do the paperwork. Right?
Exactly. He was looking for houses. He was flaunting her in my face in the affair for almost 2 years. It took me almost 2 years to make that decision. But that day was the day that you helped set me free. Mm-hmm. And you were here in May in Leesburg. I was there.
Yes, we were. Yeah, it was wonderful.
You and Dave.
Yep, and that's right.
And I also contributed to keeping you on the air yesterday, though. I did that yesterday.
Thank you for that. Thank you so much for that.
I always give it to you. Deborah, I always give it to New Life.
Deborah, you're contributing today by having the courage to share your story with us, because something that you're pointing out and Brad did before and Debbie did before that is that you don't just get information from New Life. You get the courage to step up and not tolerate evil and toxic behavior. So that by listening to that show, you were inspired to make a bold move to better protect yourself. And we can hear that freedom in your voice as you say, happy as a lark. But it took courage to get to that place of freedom. And New Life gives that to us. 2 years.
That's right. Two years. And I was not going to put up with it anymore. I had heard enough over and over from Steve. And it was just absolutely freeing. It was one of the best, other than getting saved and listening to New Life, was the best thing ever happened to me.
Well, God bless you. I thank you so much, Deborah, for sharing that. And I hope that that would inspire somebody to help us stay on the air. We wouldn't be talking like this if it wasn't very serious, and it is. I want to, before I do a few things, I'll close in a scripture at the very end. I do want to remind everybody of Restore on July 14th in Orange County. If you don't have the money, I'll find a way for you to go on a scholarship. Call us. Every Man's Battle is July 14th in Jacksonville, Florida. Our Intimacy in Marriage is in Washington, D.C. on July the 21st. And then Dave Stoop and I will be doing Take Your Life Back on September the 8th in Washington, D.C. We've given you a lot of numbers, but here's the number that I want you to use, and it's the number 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433. When 800 numbers came out, I thought it might be a good idea to grab that one. And then when the Internet came about, I thought it'd be a good idea to grab newlife.com. And we get calls from churches and vitamin companies that they wish they had those. Well, it's just one of the little gifts that God has bestowed upon this ministry, right along with letting us have the Life Recovery Bible ministry, Every Man's Battle, Women of Faith came out of here, so many things. And if you've supported us through all that, thank you for doing it. You're changing lives. Now, if you need your life changed, you call us. We've got a call center there in Dallas, and these are amazing people. And it's just 1-800-NEW-LIFE. But I need some people to step up today. Join Club New Life at $50 or one-time gift. Say thanks. I'll send you the Mediterranean Love Plan. And I'm going to tell you something. That's going to change your marriage and your relationship. I really believe that. Let me close it with a scripture. I want to close, having just had a birthday, with 1 Timothy 5:1, which says, "Do not rebuke an older man harshly." But that's not the one that I'm going to close with. I'm going to close with this. It's just right above that. It's in 1 Timothy 4:15. It says, "Be diligent in these matters. Give yourself wholly to them, so that everyone may see your progress. Watch your life and doctrine closely. Persevere in them, because if you do, you will save both yourself and your hearers." I've tried to live by that. I wanted to save myself, and I wanted to save the hearers of this radio program. And if you're a hearer of it, would you help somebody else hear? By your generosity, you connect yourself with this ministry and with the work we do and with the Lord in a way maybe you never have before. Thanks for your help. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you can help us, call us. We're grateful for those who have. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.